Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Lynch, and today we're breaking down a list, a top five NCAA college running backs of all time. But I cannot do it by myself, ladies and gentlemen. We're bringing them back from last week. It's Mancini Monday, Madman Mark Mancini. How you doing, sir?
Wow, I'm excited. I'm in Dixie, the show that's sweeping the country, the most must-see, must-hear radio with you, Logan Landers. Jeremiah out there, man. I love you guys.
Hey, we love having you on, Mark. But most importantly, we love you, the fans. If you like the video, if you like the episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. If you like clips, well, you're in luck because we have an amazing Instagram account as well, at 100 Football. You can look at clips for our show and our brand new LinkedIn page. Go over there, and it's just another way to find our amazing link to our top-tier podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Available every single day, multiple episodes per day, getting close to 1,000 in total. We'll surpass that by the end of the month. So go over there, subscribe if you can. If you're on Apple Podcasts, leave a review. Let us know what you think of the show, what you want to talk about. And if you want us to improve on anything, we are here for all the comments, and we cannot do it without you, the fans. So, Mr. Mancini, please tell the fans at home, the viewers of 100th Football, who you have as your number five top running back of all time in college football history.
Wow, that Georgia running back down there, Buck Ballew, was handing the ball off to him. Herschel Walker, man. Herschel Walker is going to be my number five. What an impact coming into the USFL, the New Jersey Generals. I remember that. And boy, I'll tell you, being a mainstay, Minnesota, Dallas, Herschel Walker was a bruiser.
Yeah, safe to say. And I mean, Herschel, like I said, he's beloved in Georgia. Well-known, of course. He's an icon for the UGA Bulldogs, running for as a politician now. So he's sticking around in Georgia. And at the Bulldogs, man, we all know how great he was, right? All the amazing touchdowns he had, just his amazing bruising style you don't see a whole lot of these days. It's hard to come by, and I mean, that's a great pick for number five. I know Dog Nation is going to love you for that one. So who do you have as number four?
Adrian Peterson, man. Ooh, was this guy something at Oklahoma? Set the freshman record there, almost 2,000 yards. You look at Adrian Peterson, man. He was just a bruiser. Boy, some great running backs coming out of Oklahoma. But, man, Adrian Peterson sits at my number four. And what a mainstay at Minnesota in the NFL.
Yeah, you mentioned, man, AP is a bona fide Hall of Famer. We all know what he's done in the NFL. But I feel like people neglect his college career and just how impressive that was. You mentioned his freshman season as a running back at Oklahoma in 04, close to 2,000 yards, 15 touchdowns as well on the ground, averaged close to 6 yards per carry. I mean, that's unheard of just nowadays, let alone back then. And like I said, he had a tremendous career all in all, ran for over 1,000 yards each of his three seasons, had over 10 touchdowns each season as well. And like I said, we all know what he's done in the NFL in Minnesota, and across the board now. He's still blown nowadays in his late 30s, and definitely a Hall of Famer and a tremendous college running back. So who is your number three selection right there, right about in the middle? Who do you got?
I got Archie Griffin, man. I liked Archie Griffin at Ohio State. Ohio State's always been noted for running backs, and wide receivers, and I'll tell you, man, Archie Griffin was a mainstay. I mean, look at, when you look at Ohio State football, you got to put that up there with Michigan and USC and Alabama and all this, but man, oh man, I loved Archie Griffin there at number three.
Yeah, Archie Griffin is someone who is phenomenal. Like I said, college football's only two-time Heisman winner as well at the running back position back in the early 70s. Was an absolute monster out of the Ohio State. Got to show them some love today. Drafted by the Bengals 24th overall in 76. But, man, at Ohio State, he was a monster. Freshman season, pretty solid, a little bit under 1,000 yards. But, man, once he kicked into high gear his sophomore through his final season there, 1,577 yards, 1,695 yards. Finished his career with a whopping 5,589 yards, 26 touchdowns, and good for 6.0 average per carry. I mean, that is the definition of a monster, like you said, at the Ohio State. Like I said, well-deserved two-time Heisman winner and definitely a all-time great when it comes to college running backs. We're getting near the end, Mark. So who is number two? Who just missed the cut for number one?
Whoa, I love Earl Campbell, man. The big bruiser from Texas, the Longhorns. And when you looked at the Oilers and Steelers rivalry in the 70s, you couldn't think of O.A. Bum Phillips, Dan Pastorini, Billy Watkins Johnson, and handing that ball off. He was a bruiser to take down, man. I mean, you needed three, four guys to bring him down. Unbelievable talent at college, at Texas, and in the NFL with the Houston Oilers. I loved Earl Campbell, my friend.
Yeah, he was an absolute monster. People still compare Derrick Henry to him to this day, and I mean, rightfully so. I mean, Earl Campbell was a beast, number one overall pick in 78, and then back in college at Texas, man, through 74 to 77, racked up 4,443 yards, 40 touchdowns on the ground, and a 5.8 yards per carry is not too shabby at all. Like I said, got his number retired. We all know what he did in the NFL. MVP in 79, Offensive Player of the Year 3 years in a row. And, I mean, what more could you ask? Just an all-time great and, unfortunately, just missed the number one spot. So, please, Madman Mancini, who is number one in your eyes as the number one college running back of all time, sir?
Well, I'm sharing the love in sunny Southern California. I have to say, off-field troubles, let's put that aside. But, man, could he run? O.J. Simpson had to be my number one, man. Seeing what he did at USC, seeing what he did with the Buffalo Bills, this guy was just the mainstay, man. There was no stopping the O-train there, man. He was unbelievable, to say the least, and he was my number one.
Once again, a former number one overall pick in 1969, was a mainstay with the Bills for a while, and boy, the Juice, right? One of the greatest nicknames of all time. Like I said, talking off-field stuff aside, this guy was an absolute nightmare for opposing defenses at USC. Was only there for a small amount of time, right? Just two seasons.
Yeah.
But my goodness, did he put in some work laying that wood, as our guy, Mr. Football Vince Turner, would say. In just two seasons, ladies and gentlemen, 3,423 yards, 5.1 average per rush, and 36 touchdowns. I mean, that's unheard of. We're not going to see that again from really, I don't think, anybody, just because of the way the game has changed and also just how impressive that O.J. Simpson was. I mean, like I said, in the NFL, he was phenomenal, first-team All-Pro, MVP in 73, Offensive Player of the Year as well, four-time rushing leader, and then, man, at USC, like I said, got his number retired, two-time All-American. Got Walter Camp's Award, Maxwell, the Heisman, of course, in the national championship in 67. What more could you ask for in such a short career at USC, representing the Trojans? And boy, what a list that was, Mr. Mark Mancini. So who were some guys who just missed your list? Maybe the 6 through 10 guys. Who were some ones that just missed your cut when it comes to your top five list of all time?
Well, Tony Dorsett out of Pittsburgh was something, with Dan Marino in the 70s. Freeman McNeil out of UCLA was another one. Kurt Warner out of Penn State. I mean, these guys were, you can put Barry Sanders in that category, Sims. was another one. They're just, when you look at some of these guys, Mike Rozier, a lot of guys, man, that I would have put up there too. But man, oh man, I just love those slash type of big bruiser running backs, man.
I feel you on that. And I mean, like you said, there's a lot of amazing talents we could have put on here. You know, the Ricky Williams, the Reggie Bushes of the world, some guys, like you said, who just missed your cut. But this is what we're here to do. You just break down some lists for who you think are your personal top five running backs of all time. What a tremendous list that is, sir. But please, if you have any final thoughts on these tremendous running backs, and are there any ones that might be creeping up in recent years who might be on your list when it might be all said and done?
Wow, I'll tell you, when you look at the guys today, I mean, it's just simply amazing, to say the least. And you brought up some interesting ones, you know, with Ricky Williams and Reggie Bush. It's gotten away from the slash type of guys today. Right. I mean, when I looked at it, you know, in the days of growing up, these guys, man, just turned games around. Now we've kind of gone more or less to the quarterbacks, you know, and the wide receivers. But, man, it is amazing. But Derrick Henry would be a guy similar in this category. He's a throwback to, like you alluded to earlier, with Earl Campbell. He's a big power running back, but man, oh man, to make it like these guys, man, is just simply amazing, to say the least.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Yeah, it really is. I mean, like I said, the running back position is kind of a second thought nowadays when it comes to how the NFL game is played. It's all about the quarterback play. But like you mentioned, there are still some amazing running backs out there. The Derrick Henrys, the Alvin Kamaras, and so on and so forth. There's a ton of really good ones that you just got to look a little bit deeper and see just how productive they're being. But what a top five list, sir. I love the picks here. Going with the juice, number one overall. I know all our fans are going to get a kick out of that with his tremendous career at USC. But once again, shout out to OJ Simpson, Earl Campbell, Archie Griffin, Adrian Peterson, and number five, Herschel Walker, as your top five picks. Well, hey, if you have enjoyed this video here today, this episode of the podcast, please, everyone, go like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We get clips for our show on Instagram at 100 Football, and of course, our podcast, right? Go check us out, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can find us each and every single day, close to 1,000 episodes over there, over 1,000 plus. I've lost track on Facebook and YouTube how many videos we've been doing. With anywhere close to 15 to 20 videos and episodes of a podcast per week, your mind starts racing. You start losing track, but there is a ton of amazing football content. We're covering your teams. We're covering your players, coaches, scouts, etc. at 100th Football. And like I said, for my special guest, Madman Mark Mancini, thank you so much for coming on, sir, and providing your top five list. It has been a pleasure working with you these past few weeks, and we cannot wait to have you on again in the next future video. Like I said, I've been your host today. Logan Lewis, have a tremendous day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.